in need of a fence at our house. It's just barely hanging on, and as soon as we have all the details worked out, we're going to put in a new fence. But some of you were at the discussion we had a couple of weeks ago about the book, The Art of Neighboring, and I mentioned that our neighbors in the back, well, they don't have real warm, fuzzy feelings towards us. I know that's hard to understand, but they don't. It's a really long story as to why, but many things have happened. And not too long ago, during one of our massive windstorms, the back fence fell over. So Roy went out and he literally has it holding on by Band-Aids. But this time we knew that we were going to have to bite the bullet and we were going to have to build a new fence. I had the idea that because our back neighbors aren't that fond of us, that if we quickly took the fence down and just had no fence, that it wouldn't take them very long to build a fence, and then we wouldn't have to. That quickly brought to mind the saying that you've probably all heard, good fences make for good neighbors. You know, it's funny, that Wednesday night that Courtney led us in the discussion of the book, The Art of Neighboring, we were talking at our table, and I think it was Dawn that said, you know, growing up, I don't remember fences, and if we did have fences, they were chain link fences that weren't very tall, and you could still see your neighbors and talk to them, and yes, your dogs would stay in your own yard. I don't really remember having a fence at all when I was younger. And then when I did get a little older, I remember my dad putting in a chain link fence. But it seems that we're getting better and better at building fences. And worse and worse at being good neighbors. Now I recognize that we live in a different day and time. I know that when I was young, there wasn't even a real need to lock our doors. We just left our house unlocked. And today you wouldn't even consider not locking your door. We even have to have an alarm system on our church. But we're walling ourselves off from the world. If you read the poem Mending Walls by Robert Frost, which is where the line originally came from, he said, good walls make good neighbors. But the poet went on to say, before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I'm walling in and what I'm walling out. What have we walled out? Or what have we walled in? Is it possible to be the neighbor that Christ called us to be if we build these walls or fences between each other? Our scripture today brings up some interesting thoughts to me as a Christian, and especially as a Christian neighbor. Our Jeremiah scripture reminds me that God knew everything about me long before I was even a glimmer in my mother's eyes. And more than that, God loves every fiber of me. Before I was created, and even now when I'm not always living as I should. But God created me to go and to speak and to build and to plant, not to find a place to hide away. God gave me words to speak. God's presence is with me, so I need not be afraid. And God's strength gives me power. Every day. We see Jesus today in our gospel lesson in his own hometown. This is Joseph's son, isn't it? Yes, we're excited. Come and do what you've done in other places. Look how great he is. And then he begins to speak the truth. And when he speaks the truth to them, they aren't pleased with him. They knew Jesus. But Jesus didn't tell them what they wanted to hear. Jesus told them what they needed to hear, and they didn't like it. And so what did they do? They put distance between themselves and Jesus. They put up their own wall of sorts. Keep Jesus out. We still want that sometimes, don't we? We convince ourselves pretty often that Jesus would understand the things that we do. It's a hard time that we live in. People don't treat us right. It's a cruel world, a hard world, an unsafe world. We have to wall ourselves up to protect ourselves. But that's not what Jesus did. He knew people weren't going to like the things he had to say, but he said them anyway. Even when he went into his own hometown. I read an interesting article this week. I'm going to share this article with the council at our next meeting, but the article was on predictions for the church of the next generation. One of the thoughts was that the churches that would survive would be the churches that clung to the mission and not the model. The churches that believed it was all about how you do church wouldn't make it. But churches who concentrated on the message of Christ and sharing that message, no matter the model, through loving one another, that was the churches that would survive. Now, I can't begin to see the future, and neither could this writer, but that made a lot of sense to me. It's not the method, it's the message. And we need to hear that. We need to hear that the message that we share, the message that we live, that message is loud and clear in our lives. And the message that Jesus taught us, the message in our epistle lesson today, is love. Jesus showed us how to love. In every aspect of his life and his death, he showed us that love was the greatest thing. We will be disciples when we love one another. By this, I will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. It doesn't say love those you agree with. It doesn't say love those who are like you. It says love. We can't believe, or we can believe that good fences make good neighbors, but we can't believe that Jesus would believe that. Walls are used to keep others out and you in. And either way, they are setting us apart from others. In this day and time, it's rather hard to hear because we've gotten really good at building walls bigger and better than the next. Walls that we can't see through or over or around or under. Walls that are thicker and stronger. Walls we can't hear through. But we've got to start tearing down walls. Removing things that separate us from one another. Jesus came for us all. And walls say that there is an us and a them. But Jesus came for all. David Luce says that whenever you or I find ourselves drawing a line between who's in and who's out, or I'll modify that to say building fences that say who's in and who's out, then we will always find Jesus on the other side. Because Jesus lived his life being just fine being with those who were out, not in. May we do all within our powers to clarify the saying and understand that walls don't make neighbors. Tearing them down makes neighbors. Amen.